T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are back live at the MGM Grand here in Las Vegas. Fridays are always fun. Fridays in Vegas are even more fun. And we're here courtesy of our friends at Showtime. And you've got Saturday night, tomorrow, welterweight superstars returning to the ring. Legendary 8-time champion Manny Pacquiao, 4-time champion Adrian Broner. And it is live on Showtime pay-per-view tomorrow night, around 9 o'clock our time. And Crowder and I are sitting with Raul Marquez right now, and we always enjoy, you know, Roy Jones Jr. always comes by, talk a little boxing, and people know about it more than we do. Raul Marquez, he is an analyst on Showtime's boxing coverage. He's on Showbox, The New Generation. He'll be on the Spanish language broadcast for Saturday night's pay-per-view.
Correct, yeah.
And he's fought in South Florida before, too. We were talking before you came on the air with us. You fought at the Hard Rock.
Yes.
In Hollywood. What's the fight game in Miami like? Las Vegas is the epicenter of boxing,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, boxing capital of the world, Las Vegas. And lately it's been a lot New York. We do a lot of shows in Brooklyn, New York, the Barclays Center. And like I was telling you guys, Miami, perhaps not a big boxing fraternity family, you know, but there's a lot of Cuban fighters there. You know, me coming from the amateurs, you know, I was an Olympian. I was in the 92 Olympic team. The Cubans are always great fighters, and, you know, they come they defect from Cuba, and they always end up in Florida and Miami, different parts of Miami. And from there, obviously, the promoters and managers, trainers, they know they're talented fighters, and they get picked up, and they go either to, you know, come to Las Vegas, New York, or L.A. But, a lot of talent with the Cuban fighters in Miami.
And with you coming up through the ranks, too, you're retired now,
right?
Like you just said, but you coming up through the ranks, and you've been doing this a long time. How is boxing changing? How has it changed since it started to right now, to the
well,
day?
I think, you know, boxing now, I feel like, you know, when I was fighting, I fought in the early, you know, 90s, went into the 2000s, you know. I come from the same era, you know, same team with Oscar De La Hoya in the Olympics. He was my roommate. Back then, I feel like, you know, fighters, speaking for myself, I fought the best. You know, to me, it wasn't so much business. I feel now it's treated more like a business.
Yeah.
You know, and I understand they want to get paid. You know, they want to get paid. But a lot of fighters now, they're scared to lose. They don't want to take a loss. They don't want to take risks unless they're getting paid a lot of money. And I feel like when I was fighting, you know, we took more risks. You know, you get a fighter with 3 or 4 losses, doesn't mean he's a bad fighter. It just means he fought some good fighters. And if you're in there with him, don't be surprised if he beats you, because he's pretty decent, you know. So I look at it that way. That's how it's changed. I think it's more business, more show now,
yeah.
You know, than it was before. Not that it takes away from boxing. It's still good. To me, it's the greatest sport, because I'm in it. That's my life. That's what I do. That's how I make a living. I eat, sleep, everything boxing. I even have a boxing gym in Houston, boxing fitness gym. That's a trend right now. You know, a lot of men and women like to do it for just to keep fit and, you know, be in shape and release stress for whatever reason, you know, but that's the way I see it.
And it's funny, talking to older boxers, it seems like y'all are more, you want to prove yourself or you want to fight to prove who's a better boxer, where now they're trying to manipulate and fight this guy to get to this guy to not mess up their, you know, undefeated streak.
Their undefeated streak or the whatever plan they got. But you're right. I mean, I went from fighting maybe a guy that didn't have a name to fighting guys like Fernando Vargas, Sugar Shane Mosley, Jermaine Taylor. I wanted to fight the best to be the best. You know, why am I going to fight you and you to then fight, you know, no, I wanted if you want to be the best in boxing, you want to be number one, you fight the best.
Yeah, yeah.
Raul Marquez is with us. Now let's talk a little bit about tomorrow night's fight, because speaking of boxing and what may happen afterwards, all the machinations, the notion is if Pacquiao wins, you could see Pacquiao Mayweather 2. If Broner wins, that would be a huge feather in his cap. He's been lacking a win like this, right? Who's this more important to, you think?
I think it's important to both of them, because, you know, Manny Pacquiao, he's 40 years old. You know, Is he on his way out? Well, I don't know. He just won a world title, knocked out Matisse at Argentina, knocked him out in 7 rounds. He's looking good. Yesterday we had him at fighter meetings. And he says that, you know, his motivation is to prove that he still feels good at 40 years old. You know, he could still do what he could do when he was 20 years old. He said, we made some adjustments, you know, maybe taking more days off during training, you know, because he is getting older. Your body doesn't respond the same. But he goes, I feel the same. You know, he's a fighter that you know, boxes in and out of range. He never stays in front of you. He counters you. He circles around you and counters you. I call him like an octopus because it's like he's got 8 hands, you know, and he's punching you from different angles. You don't know where the punches are coming from. Now, for Broner, he needs it too because, you know, he's a guy, he's young, he's got a lot of talent. I think the kid's, you know, fast, he's good. He's lost 2 fights against Mikey Garcia and Maidana. But if he beats a guy like Broner, I mean, like Pacquiao, that's an international star, that's going to erase everything. You know, he's going to take that spot and, you know, fight a guy like Mayweather because he wants to be like Mayweather, even though he doesn't want to admit it. But he wants to be so bad like Floyd Mayweather and, you know, throw the money around and the bling bling and the car. He'll have more of that, obviously, if he beats a guy like Mayweather. And I mean, like Pacquiao.
That's one of my questions about Broner. I do ask some people, does that hurt him? Him looking up to Mayweather, him trying to emulate Mayweather that much, does that hurt his boxing ability?
No, I don't think so. I mean, it's okay. He's younger. He's 29. What's wrong with him looking up to Floyd Mayweather? My son boxes. He's 18 years old. He's an amateur fighter, you know. We're trying to bring him up through the amateurs, and he looks up to Mayweather. He likes Mayweather's moves, you know. He likes the way he moves. So I don't think it's a bad thing to, you know, look up to someone like Floyd Mayweather, like
Floyd,
for Broner.
In the ring, though, his defense is amazing.
Oh my God!
But just out of the ring, wanting to have the jury, wanting to be this big star, and then you start getting in trouble, affecting your, you know, your craft, to be able to compartmentalize that.
Right. That has affected Broner. You know, his problems outside the ring. You know, with the law and things he does, whatever. You know, like we asked him at the fighter meetings. He didn't want to talk about it. He's like, I have no problems. I'm ready to fight. I'm focused on my fight. And it's good that he says that. You know, he needs to focus on his fight. But if he wins this fight, this would be a huge win for him. It's big. It's big. It's everything, you know. But he needs to stay out of trouble, too. Yeah. You know, he can't.
Training in South Florida sometimes is a recipe South for trouble. That's a recipe yes. for trouble sometimes.
Right.
A lot of people questioned Adrian Broner for training for this fight down in South Beach. But
you know, it's better than training in Cincinnati, you know, because that's when he gets in trouble. Every time he gets together with his old friends and, you know, people from the past, and always gets in trouble in Cincinnati. So it might have been a good thing that he had training camp or lives in Florida, in Miami, because of that reason.
Raul Marquez is with us again. The fight tomorrow night, Showtime pay-per-view. Do you have a prediction? Do you have an idea of what you think is going to transpire?
Well, it's just a matter of, you know, I want to see if Manny's legs could hold up. You know, he's 40 years old. See if his legs could hold up for 12 rounds. If they do, I pick Manny to win by decision.
He's a big favorite tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's why I pick him to win.
Yeah. So you don't think that I had read from some people that he's going to try to knock out Broner, that he wants to show a knockout ability. But I don't know, you know, again, at that age, if you can.
I'll tell you what, me from just a fan and an ex-fighter, I just want to see a good fight. And, Broner's problems in the past have been in boxing, you know, he doesn't throw enough punches. So, you know, if he picks up his punch output and pushes him back, that's what he's got to do. He's got to think attack, push him back, pick up his punch output. When both fighters are throwing, you know, at the same time, you know, you're creating more risks. You know, they're open to get hit. And that's what I want to see. That makes it an exciting fight. So they can get knocked out, you know, because if Broner is willing to take risks and throw more punches, that leaves him open for when Manny's throwing. But Manny throws a lot of punches too, and he leaves himself open for Broner to counter off of that. And that creates an exciting fight. That's all I want. I want a fun fight so, you know, the fans are the ones that win.
Raul Marquez, again, you'll see him on Showtime, and you see him on Showtime all the time. You see him tomorrow night if you're watching the Spanish language
yes, sir.
Broadcast. You miss fighting at all? And I'm not talking about in the ring. I'm talking about fighting.
He just little boy to us early in the interview. He said, if I had to fight a guy like you know, that's cake. I want to fight the
easy
best.
Work.
Crowder,
easy work.
Crowder may be able to hold his own. Crowder may be able to hold his own.
You know what? I'm
you ever looking to get into it a little bit? You know,
I still work out. I hit the bag, and I do some sparring with my kids. But I'm too old for boxing. I'm 47 years old.
But not boxing. Man. I'm talking about being at the restaurant. Someone's getting lippy with someone else.
Oh, no.
You walk over there. No. You look a little unassuming.
He's starting to start something. No,
I want
to
see. Because I know Crowder's. He's looking to fight someone.
I
tell you.
You did call me easy working. I'm 260. I got you.
Oh, 260. Oh.
He played for the Dolphins.
I better watch.
He played
for
the Dolphins for 6 years.
I better stop talking that way then.
No. You, what is it called? The sweet art.
Yes, the
you
sweet science.
You have the sweet science. There
I
you
was,
go.
You know what? I do personal fitness too in my gym. You know, I don't know if you know, he's a football player. He won a Super Bowl. He's got two Super Bowl rings from the Baltimore Ravens. He was a tight end. James Inhittable. James Inhittable,
yeah.
Yeah, really cut
he
up
cut,
guy.
Ripped up, yes.
He trains down in Houston.
Yeah,
in your gym?
I worked on, but it's just different, man. Like, it's incredible, like, how fast he is. Like, you know, we would mess around, like, okay, get the ball, and then his moves, you know?
Yeah.
But when it comes down to boxing, it's different. He can't deal with it.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's a different conditioning. Different conditioning. He's athletic and stuff, but he can't. Obviously, he's not going to be able to do it like I can.
Yes.
Not even though I'm older, and he's older. I mean, he's in his 30s. I think he retired already.
He's around my age.
Yes,
yeah.
He retired already. I think he had last year was the last year he played, or 2 years before that. But
it's just a different.
You get a high level football player, you know, in the NFL, and you get a high level fighter, ex fighter, whatever. It's different. The skill, you know, I can't do what he did. You know,
but he can't do what.
But he can't do what I did. You know,
makes sense.
Anyone
makes sense.
Can do what I do. Raul That's Marquez. A good way. Yeah. Raul Marquez, part of Showtime Championship Boxing. Watch the fight tomorrow. Pacquiao Broner live on pay-per-view. Thank you for making time for us, Raul.
Oh, it was an honor. Thank you, guys.
We appreciate it. We'll take a quick break here from the MGM Grand in Vegas, and we'll come right back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.